This is Rimpage on the air. It's exclusive with Fat Mike from NoFX. So I had an interview with Fat Mike from NoFX, and at the time that I was supposed to call him, he was staying in a hotel in China. But there were some problems with my microphone, so this is what happened. And oh, pardon the for some calls.
你好，Hello。喂，你好。你讲英文吗？你好，公司能听。你好。你讲英文吗？喂。喂，你好。喂。喂，你好。你讲英文吗？哦，可以，你有什么问题吗？
Is this a hotel? Hotel?
This is Crown Plaza Beijing Hotel.
Okay, I'm looking for Mr. Burkett, room 525.
528. 525. My name
is Mr. Burkett.
B-U-R-K-E-T-T, Michael,
对,
right?
对。
Okay, hold on please.
This is Leo Rampage for Rampage on the Airways. We have on the line Fat Mike from NoFX.
Hey, this is Fat Mike, and you're listening to podcast. Some kind of podcast. It's awesome, man. We all listen to it. What
sorts of energy? You're playing in China tonight?
Yeah.
How's China been treating you so far?
It's been pretty fun. We've just been, you know, doing touristy stuff. It's interesting. The show in Korea was totally great.
Were there, like, tons of people?
Well, the club sold out, but it only held 500 people.
On the 20th of April, you're playing in Singapore, which is the first time that you are playing in Singapore. Is this whole Asian tour a new thing for you and like the venue that you've never played before?
Yeah, it's weird because every country has different rules and it's kind of scary. Oh shit, that's my room phone. Hang on a second. He is? Okay. I'm getting off with an interview right now. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, there's so many different rules everywhere. It's hard to know what's right and wrong. In China, it's pretty crazy. There's fucking prostitutes everywhere. You go to get a massage and, it's just really weird. I tried to get a massage in my room at my hotel, and the girl wanted to fuck. I'm like, holy shit, I just want to get a massage.
What was this from the hotel?
Yeah, but I was staying in a nice hotel. I wanted to get a Thai massage, and the girl asked me if I wanted her mouth or her pussy. I was like, oh, oh shit, man.
You guys have been around for 23 years and you've played like almost every single venue. So what do you think was the weirdest one that you've played at?
The weirdest venue, huh? We played Iceland a few years ago at a small bar. That was pretty weird. It was about a 300-seater bar. It was 21 and over to get in. It was about a half full, and we just drank hard alcohol with everyone in the crowd all night. And it was pretty crazy. I think we played in Ecuador this year. We played at a country club on the tennis court. That was pretty weird.
On a tennis court?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, you know, the kid wanted to book a show, and apparently his family had some money, so he got permission to use his parents' country club to book a show.
Then it was been cool. Were there a lot of people there?
There's about 1,000 people. No, it was fun. And then afterwards, we went to the kid's house, and he had this huge mansion, and we had a house party there afterwards. Yeah, it was fun. everyone's doing drugs, and his parents were there too. It was weird.
NoFX has been going on for about 23 years.
That's right.
What I want to know is, what keeps you going for like 23 years? Because most bands that go on, they cite like all sorts of reasons that they can't keep the band going and all that. So what do you think is it with NoFX that keeps it going?
Well, everyone in my band is actually really cool, and there's not a lot of egos, and yeah. You know, we never get into arguments. We just all like each other because we're all pretty nice guys, and as long as we keep coming to new places, it's still fun and still interesting, and as long as they let us drink their alcohol, then we're going to have a good time. In the darkest tunnels,
nice. One of the key things about NoFX are its lyrics, politically, socially, and all that. And you majored in social sciences in college?
Yeah, that's right. I graduated college in 1991.
All right. So do you think that's how you know, your activism started, and that's what contributed to the lyrics in NoFX?
Well, going to college definitely influenced my lyrical writing in the 90s. And if you're a punk band, I suppose you have some kind of responsibility to write some kind of social political lyrics. You don't have to, you know. You could write songs like The Dickies or Guttermouth or something. But I think most bigger punk bands sing about some issues that are socially relevant.
Do you think that's still true up to today?
Well, I think it's still true today. I mean, I think there's a lot of big bands that sound like punk bands, but aren't really punk bands, that are getting popular in the mainstream, but I don't really want to just talk about them.
What would you say some of your favorite punk bands of today?
I like Rise Against a lot. I like Against Me.
Yeah, I was just thinking of Against Me as well because of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, I think one of their songs about Condoleezza Rice was nominated for some award or something like that.
Yeah. Like a band called The Spits.
There's another band, Lagwagon, who is on Fed Records, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they wrote a song called E-Dagger. What I want to know is that, is it really about your wife?
Yeah, it's about my wife.
It's a very catchy, groovy song. So how did it come about?
Joey, the singer of the band, he's one of our best friends. So, you know, we see each other a lot, so he just wrote a song about her, I guess.
Recently, there was this whole thing about President Bush saying that he would veto any bill that came in with withdrawing troops from Iraq and all that. So what is your personal opinion about that?
I think we should get all of our troops out of Iraq. Oh. And I think the Democrats are working on doing that. He's the worst U.S. president of all time. The new CEO has a hand. The board.
The board was getting it. Once you were writing anti-vegetarian songs, but now you're vegan, am I right?
No, you are wrong. I don't eat mammals, and there's a lot of animals I don't eat, but I'm not vegan now. No, I mean, I'm definitely, you know, a member of PETA, and I don't eat farm-raised animals, but I eat fish and some stuff now and then. I'll tell you one thing about Taiwan is we had the best vegan food I've ever had last night.
Taiwan?
Yeah, fuck. Good vegan food here.
I wouldn't guess. What did you have?
I don't know what it's called. It was just a bunch of fake meat and a bunch of crazy vegetables and, you know, super hot spices. It was great. And a family
to support. What do you think is the key to your success that, you know, without any media endorsements and all that got you guys such a huge following?
I don't know, I think our songs are pretty good, and I think we're real, and kids like real music. People yeah. Like real music. We're not fooling anybody.
Like, you think?
We don't rely on gimmicks or trends. We just write decent songs and have a good time, and people enjoy that.
It's that simple.
Yeah, it's that simple. I mean, why are we popular in Taiwan? We never sold any records here.
Yeah.
It's word of mouth. People play it for their friends, and it gets around.
So what would you say to punk bands who would like to start out today?
Well, it doesn't really work like that anymore today. It doesn't really matter how good you are now. You need something more than just good songs. You need to be doing something that makes people believe in you and really shocks people or just gets people's attention, because there's too many bands now.
Like, how was it when you guys first started out? Because I think it must have been very different from nowadays.
Yeah, we were terrible then. And moved into their home. The paper red sheets suffered from dementia.
Are you guys gonna continue writing songs and putting out CDs? And because it doesn't seem like you guys are stopping.
Yeah, we're not really stopping because we don't seem to be losing popularity. We seem to be going along just fine. So why stop now? It's fun.
This exclusive interview with Fat Mike of NoFX was brought to you by Rampage on the Airwaves and GilaRock.com. Rampage on the Airwaves is produced by Wayne Thunder and is licensed under a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved. For more information, please visit RampageOnTheAirwaves.com. Special thanks to Rockstar Collective and Awakening Productions.